Hi, my name is Everett. Wait a minute, can you hear them? No? Here they come again. Someday these voices will make me either a madman or a genius. The thing is that I hear them in my head on a loop, and in fact, they help me in many ways, but sometimes they just drive me crazy. My story is about them. To be honest, I don't remember my life without them at all. My first childhood memory is that I was about 3 years old. My father and I stopped at a gas station, and he was about to go to the opposite side of the road to buy me some ice cream. When Dad started to move away from the car, I heard a man's voice shouting in my head, "Stop! Wait! Dad! Don't go! Everett! Why don't you stop him?" I got out of the car and screamed, asking Dad to come back. Dad turned around and walked towards me. At that moment, on the road which he was supposed to cross, a terrible accident in which several people were killed happened. I mean, my dad was supposed to be dead in just a couple of seconds. If I hadn't called him, he would have been there. My father was so happy that he burst into tears and thanked me for saving him. It was strange, but he thought it was just a coincidence. So I didn't tell them about the voices that time. They entertained me when I was bored, telling interesting stories and giving valuable advice. Moreover, their advice was like predictions that had always come true. For example, they asked me to duck down because a soccer ball was about to fly towards my head, and it did, and I missed a blow to the head by a close shave. Or they told me to get out of the water and go away from it, and a huge destructive wave arose in the sea in a few seconds. Of course, I totally trusted them, because the information they gave was always true, and there was not a single miss. By the way, the voices were always different, men's, women's, children's, but it didn't affect the quality of forecasts. At school, I realized that they told me the right answers and solutions. Sometimes it was so unexpected that the teachers suspected me of wearing a midget microphone or other spy devices. To tell you the truth, I didn't study at all at school for a couple of years. I didn't even know how to read and count because the voices did all this stuff for me. And then I realized that it sucked because I had to learn how to write, but I still couldn't read it. You say it's impossible, and I say it really happened. That's why I had a serious conflict with the voices. I asked them to let me learn basic stuff and not to decide for me whether I needed it or not. They were silent, and I learned the basic stuff at school by the sweat of my brow. Believe me, I had a lot to catch up with, but my invisible friends couldn't remain silent for a long time, and soon they started to talk again. Here they come again. I haven't seen them, or rather, haven't heard them for too long. Once, when I was in the fifth grade, I came into the computer science classroom and saw a 10th grader's notebook on the desk. I opened it, and then everything happened as in a fog. Two voices read out loud the exercises and told me their solutions at the same time, and I wrote it all down. Then there were many students, teachers, and even the principal in the classroom. They asked me what I was doing there and how I knew the correct answers. I just shrugged. They were sure that I had a micro device in my ear and someone told me the solutions and the right answers. Actually, sometimes I thought so too when I grew up a bit and realized that not everyone had secret advisors in their head. But who were they and where could I find them? Once, I even tried to scratch raw my ear in order to remove something that was talking there, but I ended up in a hospital where I had a surgery. It turned out that I injured my eardrum while I was looking for it. Then I turned to the doctors with a request to deal with my head and find the one who was sitting there. My words seemed strange to them. Nevertheless, they agreed to examine me. And you know what? I was fine, except for one small and seemingly insignificant detail. I had an open fontanelle on my head, like the one that babies have. For your information, it is located between the top of the head and the forehead, and it's not covered with bones of the skull after birth. It remains soft for about a year and a half, and then it becomes covered with skull bones. So it wasn't covered with skull bones in my case, and I had always thought that it should be so. It was a big surprise when I found out that not everyone had a fontanelle. In fact, only me and babies had it. For some reason, I immediately thought that this peculiarity had something to do with the voices and began to study it in terms of esotericism. Well, my information search turned out to be very interesting and informative. It turned out that almost every culture had certain beliefs associated with the baby's fontanelle. They are all interpreted differently, but the meaning is the same. The baby's fontanelle is the way they are connected with space or higher forces that make them invulnerable, enlightened, and spiritualized. It is believed that high-frequency signals and universal energy enter the brain through the fontanelle. That's why babies are equated with deities in many countries. It seems that this is the reason for my phenomenon, and I hear these voices either from space or from a parallel universe. After all, they know the answers to all questions and are very intelligent compared to people. Of course, I've repeatedly asked them who they are and where they come from, but they don't tell me anything about themselves. They only say what they think is necessary and completely ignore my off-topic messages, so I still can't understand who they are. However, their presence can sometimes drive me crazy. I can't force them to shut up, and I become really outraged. I love silence and loneliness, and they are able to chat 24/7, and sometimes I can't even fall asleep because of them, or wake up in the middle of the night and listen to their reasoning. At such moments, I ask them to be silent for at least an hour so that I can rest a bit, but they completely ignore me. I go nuts at such moments. I'm losing it. And you know, the older I get, the more they bother me. Sometimes it's hard for me to hear my own thoughts because they interrupt them. And sometimes they try to make me think that their voices are my thoughts. Because of this, I have to constantly monitor what is happening in my head. I'm afraid to lose control and become their puppet. I mean, completely lose my identity. Is this possible? I don't know, but I'm very afraid of it. Besides, I think about people who have become insane. After all, most of them hear some kind of voices as well. What if I join their ranks sooner or later? After all, it's a risky game because the voices are really stronger, more cunning, and smarter than me. In order to not get depressed from all these thoughts and not go crazy ahead of time, I try to distract myself and take advantage of the situation to the fullest. For example, a year ago, I passed exams for two classes to study with a girl I like. Of course, I could finish school and university with the help of the voices at once, but so far, I don't need it. I began to participate in intellectual games and tournaments, and it made me popular and famous in certain circles. They say I have a promising future, and they admire me, and this is absolutely not my achievement, because it happens only thanks to the voices that know absolutely everything. I'm always in the spotlight at school as well, because I can answer any question. Do you need to multiply 6,789,000 by 3,200,000 mentally? Easy. It's 21,724,800,000,000. Do you need the geographic coordinates of Punta Mariato, 7 degrees north latitude and 80 degrees west longitude? My classmates and friends never Google. Instead, they say, "Okay, Everett." You know, it really flatters me. At such moments, I feel like an almighty half-robot Superman. Sometimes even teachers turn to me for answers because even they don't know everything, and I do. But it's not me. It's the voices I hear in my head. My friends call me a freaking genius. They want to try walking in my shoes. But for some reason, they don't believe that I have a very hard time, and this coin has a reverse side. Recently, I was at a consultation at a health clinic and asked if there was an opportunity to close my fontanelle so that I might stop hearing them. The doctors arranged a consultation and said that they could perform a craniotomy and insert a plate. But in this case, there may be a lot of side effects, from lifelong headaches to loss of vision or dementia. In addition, the recovery period after such a surgery lasts too long, and the doctors say that they would perform it only as a last resort. They asked me to consider all the pros and cons and think carefully whether I need this surgery, because they don't guarantee that I will stop hearing the voices after it. I have no idea what to do. On the one hand, I've never lived without them, and they are more like a given for me. On the other hand, sometimes they scare me and interfere with my life. I'm afraid that I can go crazy because of them. What would you do if you were me? Would you take a risk and undergo a complicated surgery or leave everything as it is? I'm looking forward to your answers in the comments.